This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. If you're like me, you stand in a lot of lines. You know, whether you want to go see a hot movie, whether you're at the airport, because I stand in lines a lot, and it's nothing more confusing trying to figure out if they've called your row. Alaska has a new letter system now. You're either A, B, C, or D.
Yeah.
That's a new thing I didn't know about, so I was very confused the other day. I was like, what's going on?
You're used to always being a D, so.
I'm always a D.
Yeah. But so whenever you hear a B or C, you're like, huh?
I usually, and sometimes I'm a C, if you know what I mean, but yes. So you're waiting in line. What do you want to do if you want to cut line? Got the top five strategies that people use to cut in line. God, you hate those people.
Yeah, boo to those people.
But you can't do anything about it.
But see, I had that happen WrestleMania weekend. Myself and Kevin from Metal Shop, we were going somewhere to meet up with some friends who had our ticket. And so we got to the end of the line and we're just like, well, I'll go up and grab the ticket from those guys and then go back to the end of the line. But they were like, no, stay in the line with us. And I felt so awkward. So I was just like, no, man, just give me the ticket. I don't want to be the guy that's, I know I'm part of your crew, but in the eyes of these people that have been waiting in line behind you, I'm just the dude that just walked in and cut the line.
Did you know the people? Like, do you feel like you knew any of the people that were waiting in line behind you?
No.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have done it then.
Yeah.
It's when, you know, when
you would have.
Yeah, because if you and I are somewhat public figures that somebody may know, I'm always afraid if I do that at a movie theater here in town, they're going to go, look at BJ, thinks he's a guy, he's going to cut in line, so I don't ever do it because I don't want someone to
That's when you turn around and go, don't you know who I am?
Exactly. But if I'm out,
totally works.
If I'm out of town and nobody knows who I am going to take any opportunity to cut
be
that
a douche.
Line. Oh, exactly.
Okay.
I don't mind being a douche as long as nobody knows me.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Well, I feel bad even cutting a line at Molly Moon.
Well, yeah, you should. Bro. Molly Moon, that's a line that, look, we're all waiting for that goodness. Don't cut.
Well, here's the thing, and they've told me this, so it's not necessarily cutting the line. Let me see what you think.
Okay.
So everyone's waiting in line to get their delicious scoops of ice cream, right?
Yes.
But then they also have a refrigerator or a freezer in the store that has pints already. The ice cream's already in a pint.
Okay.
So you can bypass the line. You go, you grab your pints, and then go to the front of the line and just pay for your pints and get the hell out.
Oh, I think that's okay. It should be okay.
But I still feel like a giant ass when there's a line out the door, and more often than not, especially in the nice weather, there's a line out the damn door, and I'm just cutting through everybody, getting my pint and paying, and I'm walking out. Yeah. I know I'm not doing anything wrong, but I still feel weird about it.
I see what you mean, because still a person may not understand that, no, dude, you got to wait in line to get that. And it's like, but I don't have to. They're not making it. It's right there. Why should I wait?
I'm not slowing you guys down one day.
That's why I wish they would have like a self-checkout for that kind of thing. Then you wouldn't feel bad.
Yes.
Yeah. But here are the top five tips. By the way, I don't know. Anybody else around here like to cut in line? Are you guys line cutters? No, everybody's saying no.
Well, I don't like doing it normally, but then there was one occasion at a show. My friend I was with, actually she works here, knew the guy that was in charge of the line. And she kind of gave him this look like, hey, there's a very long line. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is your spot. I was saving it for you. This is the guy in charge of the line.
Oh,
and so he let us in early.
Wow. But see, every dude knows that the pretty girl is always going to get to the front of the line.
Yeah.
We know that. I mean, I can't get upset. I get upset, but I know how it goes. You know, usually, like, especially clubs. They want women in clubs. So I know that my fat ass is going to be lucky to get in there at all, let alone whether whether or not I have to stand in line.
I had that happen once, though, at the Fifth Avenue Theater. We were going to see some play. I can't remember. It was a whole group of us. And the one lady that was part of our group, she was kind of like the ringleader. And she's like, let's just go. And there was like a line of people trying to get in. And all of a sudden, we just walk right through the doors and go in. And I was just like, is that part of, like, do you have, like, some kind of a special membership pass? Because I know she goes to a lot of plays. So my wife and my in-laws and all of us are there. And there's, like, six of us. And she just goes right through the door, hands the tickets. We get scanned, and we go in.
Whoa.
And, of course, people are looking at us. I'm like, so I asked her. She's like, no, I just didn't feel like waiting in line. I'm like, what?
Wow.
You got to tell me this.
Yeah, whoa. Now you're complicit in
you're
line,
that
buddy,
guy.
Man.
I thought we were like special VIP
you had
ticket
the fast
holders.
Pass.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Steve Miggs is that guy.
She just straight up cut the line.
Wow.
Damn.
That's audacity.
Oh, she didn't give an F.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know how people can do that.
I don't know either, but I did it, and wow. I didn't know I did.
I feel like the only time that I like cutting lines is like when you're supposed to do it. Because like when we went to Boston last year, we met up with Joe and Sarah's cousin, and he knew everyone. And they would just be like, Paulie, come to the front of the line. He just like let us in, and everyone was like, who is that guy?
It's Paulie. Paulie Walnuts. Paulie.
We're like, this is awesome.
Paulie is definitely that guy. He's the local guy that nobody knows, but everybody knows. So
okay.
You don't know that you shouldn't. You don't know that he's not somebody you don't know.
You're like, why is this guy who he is? But no one ever bothers to find out.
Yeah, there's never a reason why. Paulie's just always, he's everybody's buddy.
That was awesome, though.
Yeah, he's a great guy to know. It's great to know a guy like that. Here's the first one in the line. Here's the first strategy, though, for cutting in line that I think is lame. Someone's got to call you out for this. So the strategy number one, spot a gap in the line and hop right in pretending that you thought it was the end of the line.
I've seen people do that.
Not
before.
Me, buddy. Yeah. I am the first guy. If I'm on that second part of the gap, and
you're
going to
say something.
I will say, go, hey, the line is back there, dude.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's like an opening that you have to leave for people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're not going to pull that.
You're on to them.
Yeah.
But that is a smooth move. If you could do it with if someone's not paying attention, they're on their cell phone, and all of a sudden you just kind of swoop right in.
Yeah.
I can see how that could be done.
See, it's tough at the airport because when you're, I fly a lot, so I'm an MVP on Alaska. You're supposed to be able to just walk through the first class entrance no matter where the line is at.
Yeah.
So I try to get to the gate as early as possible because everyone's fighting for overhead storage, and it's like a big battle. It's like a war zone. It's like the Hunger Games to get your friggin' suitcase up there.
Oh, all the time.
But I feel badly if I get there late and basically, like, they go, okay, everybody knock on board. And I'm
just
like,
bypass everyone.
Yeah, I can. Legally, I'm able to with Alaska's rules, but nobody realizes that and they just give you the look like, what are you doing? It's like,
that's when you hold your ticket and be like, I'm first class.
Yeah.
I'm more important than everybody. Look at me. Look at me. I'm fancy.
Exactly.
Very important walking through.
Exactly. And I don't, and I don't do it. And so I wait at the end. And I don't mind first class because in first class, they always have room because they make sure that nobody puts their bags that aren't supposed to. So I don't mind doing that. But when I'm not first class, then it's a big fight. But I still, as an MVP, get to go on the plane before everybody else.
That's why I don't use the overhead, man. I never have any stress of that.
Good call, Steve.
Talking about flights, it reminds me of the one time I actually did sort of butt in line, but it really wasn't. I didn't do it on purpose, but we were waiting for a flight and it was to go get married. So I had all my steampunk gear and I couldn't fit my cane or my hat with me. So I was just literally just standing in line with my big old cane and my steampunk hat, just wearing it, just, hanging out. And a TSA agent comes by and is like, excuse me, sir, come with me. He just thought I needed my cane because I was just sitting there leaning on it.
Oh, that's great. Milk that.
He pushed me right to the front of the line, grabbed my wife and I, and we just went right through.
Did you create a limp while walking then?
No. Like, I didn't want to, like, I didn't need to at that point. They just believed it.
You should commit. You should commit to the part. If you're going to get the priority because of the cane, you should walk with a limp.
By the way, guys, I'll tell you what I won't say his name on the air because I don't want to bust him, but we have a TSA agent who loves the show.
Oh, yeah.
So you know the dude.
Well, maybe it's a different dude, but I've met a few TSA guys that listen to the show. They're awesome.
If they spot you in the airport, they treat you like royalty.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't want to say their names because I don't want them to be busted.
Yeah, the pat down is extra cool.
Yeah. they really treat you like royalty. Oh, yeah, baby. I feel like, wow, this is. I feel like we know each other.
I mean, nothing beats having a guy touch your junk going, I love the show.
Yeah, but I don't do that much anymore.
Yeah. Are they not supposed to do that anymore?
No, they don't. Yeah.
Oh, I always spread it. Just kidding.
Wow. So here's the number two tip for cutting in line. And let's see if you guys think this is lame. Start talking with someone who's got a good spot in line, possibly a friend or maybe even a stranger, and then stay up there with them in the line.
What stranger's going to fall for
that? I've had somebody do that with me.
Unless it's a super hot chick and you're just like...
That's who did it with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, hi. She goes, is this a thing? What do you? And then she goes, hey, what'd you think of these movies? I'm like, they're good. And then I'm realizing, oh, you're going to stay right here. And
you
I'm
ain't
like,
having it?
And I'm like, well, I didn't know what to do at that point. It's like, because you're having a friendly conversation, you're being nice. And then, like, then it puts me in the position. And then it's like, well, she's not affecting my place in line. So that's the other thing I thought
and she's
of.
She's hot.
And so it's like, well, so it's a tough one.
Yeah.
What I was hoping is somebody else would call her out, but nobody, because it's, you know, Seattle, nobody ever does. And so she got to hang there, and I thought, and she at least let me go before her. That was smart, because if she cut me, then maybe I would say something,
right?
But instead she's like, and, you know, she's like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, it's one of those things, like, I'm gonna stay right here now. I'm like, oh, I really thought I was interesting. I'm just a spot in line. Damn it, I fell for it again, pretty girl.
Sucker.
How about this one? They lie to the other people in line by saying they're going to be late so those people will let them in.
I've experienced that while waiting in line at TSA, oddly enough. I think this happens a lot at the airport. Somebody's freaking out. I'm going to miss my flight. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I'm just like, well, you know, we all know how this works.
Yeah.
What took you so long to get here? Were you waiting till the last second?
I mean, I never used that excuse, but I've cut in line in the women's bathroom because I said I need to puke. And this was at a dance club. So I've done that.
That's a good one.
But I actually did have to vomit.
Because nobody wants you to vomit on them, so I'd let you through.
Yeah, so if you just say that, if you need to, like, cut in line in a bathroom, just say you have, you know, diarrhea or you have to vomit, they'll let you in.
But what if you say you have both?
Yeah.
Then you basically, it's like collateral damage everywhere. They're like, yeah, let her in. We're all leaving.
It's a weird dance.
How about just rapidly start apologizing as you're cutting in line, and hopefully that'll get it done. That's number four. These are the lamest friggin' excuses
for
cutting in line.
No, but I've seen people do that. Self-important dude. People. Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you know they're not sorry, and they don't have a good excuse.
It's like, sorry for what? You're basically smacking me in the face and telling me you're sorry, and you have no...
Yep.
That's not a sorry. Or they go to the front of the line pretending they just have a quick question for the staff. Ooh.
Oh, that is...
Oh!
That's some nerve.
Okay.
So they ask the question and then just think they could just kind of mosey on in?
Yeah. Damn. That one I like the best. Because I always have a lot of questions.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Someone said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to poll over 1,000 people, ask them about drunk shopping on Amazon. And what they found is the number one thing you shouldn't buy when you're buzzed is a new phone. Yeah, that's right. It's the drunk purchase you're most likely to regret, right there.
Why, I wonder?
It's interesting.
Prices are expensive?
Yeah, but it's funny because you're on your phone probably doing it. You know, you're on your phone drunk shopping for a new phone.
With that crack in the screen, and you're like, you know what? I need a new phone. I got drunk and dropped my phone. It's time to buy a new one.
That's a good point. Yeah, how about that? So, don't buy a new phone if you're drunk. That's the one that you regret the most.
What about this texture? Says, I got drunk, bought a Hawaiian snow cone maker with 15 flavors last week. Damn Amazon Prime.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Get some shave ice going.
Yeah, no? I know. That's the thing with, Amazon, it's just instant gratification. Oh, yeah. It's a beating. I've actually had sober purchases I regretted. Like, oh, why am I so impulsive?
There have been times where I've been on Amazon and I'm like about to buy this thing, and it could be like a dumb Bluetooth speaker that you could create little pixel drawings and it's a pretend TV thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. And I'm about to hit purchase. And I'm like, this thing is about $80. Do I really need it? I have a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, you do.
Granted, mine doesn't look like a television set and doesn't have little pixelized images going on it, but what in the world do I need this for?
Yeah.
So I put it in my save thing, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas is coming. Let somebody else spend the $80 on something you don't need.
Add it to your wish list.
I don't need it. I don't need it, Rev. I need this Hawaiian snow cone maker.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea until you get bored with it and don't want to make the snow cones anymore because it's too much work.
It's not that much work. You just put ice, you turn it, and then you just put the liquid you want. It's the same equivalent of making cereal.
Work to me, yeah.
I dropped money on a Snoopy snow cone machine, and I only used it a couple of times.
Yeah, see, Vicky, you're used to actually working for your food. We're lazy over here.
But now I want to buy the snow cone maker for my dad, too.
All right, well, you know what?
I'm like, it's totally awesome.
Just get drunk and go on Amazon. You'll get your dad a lot of cool stuff.
Yep.
All right, so...
Somebody says my buddy got drunk and bought a $1,300 monitor over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. That's a lot for a monitor. I hope he's a gamer, or what else would you need it for?
Porn.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, you get that high def action. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4K. Hope it's a 4K monitor.
Oh, so he says, have you tried the Shave Shack in the Covington area? So good.
I have not.
It sounds like a euphemism for something.
Yes.
Yeah, it really does. Have you had the Abraham Lincoln with the Shave Shack? It's great.
Try next to the Arabian Goggle Store.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place to do all your shopping. Christmas style, Vicky.
Yeah.
So here are the 10 most regretful drunk buys.
Okay.
It's phone accessories. Books.
Really? Yeah, I regret buying a book. I'm not going to read it.
Oh, yeah, you're.
It's like,
oh,
great, I bought this book. What am I going to do?
Unless it's a wrestling autobiography.
And even then, it's debatable if I'll get through it.
I did that. Everyone's jumping on the whole keto craze. I'm like, I'm going to buy this keto book. And I read a little bit of it. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And I gave it to somebody else.
Son of a gun, man. I was ahead of the curve on the keto craze. Is there anything new to the keto craze? You just don't eat carbs, right?
Just don't eat carbs and sugars.
Oh, wow, that's it. Yeah. Why is that back on the news again? I did that like 3 years ago.
How'd that work for you?
Wow. Okay. I lost
Shots
weight.
Shots fired.
No, you're acting like I'm ahead of the curve, but you're not still doing it. Well, I kind of am. You know, I tapered off. Like when you level, you can't do that for your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe, at least, well, I should say, I don't know, maybe you can, but I feel like, what if you have no more fat to burn? Are you still in the keto kick at that point when you get rid of all your fat? It's because that's the whole idea. You put your body in ketosis so it will eat all the fat in your body.
Heck if I know.
Yeah. So what if you do eat all the fat? Then what is it?
You get yourself a shave ice machine.
Yeah. So I think then you got to put carbs back in your life, don't you? I don't know. I probably should go back on the keto. Vicky, give me that book. Home and kitchen stuff people regret drunk buying. Yeah. You know, if you're drunk and you go, oh, that would be great in my kitchen. I want one of those things, the Vitamix whole thing. I don't care how much it costs. I mix.
What are those ones that like the ones that you could turn things into like the you could turn like fruit into like candy?
Oh,
dehydrator.
Dehydrator. I was gonna say dehumidifier, but that's not it.
That's not quite right.
Yeah, dehydrator. I've always come close. Whenever I see those commercials or I see it online, I'm like, I'm gonna get. And then again, I think of, I will do this once, and then I'll just go back to going to stores and buying a bag.
Does it do it like candy, or does it just make it like dried fruit? You buy in a bag.
Well, in my head, that's like candy.
Oh, okay. Like,
dry fruit is very delicious.
I got news for you. You sell me a machine that will turn fruit into M&Ms, I will buy that machine sober right now.
I like how he's just jumping right straight to M&Ms.
Oh, dude, he said candy. He didn't say dried fruit.
Yes, I could turn that mango into an M&M, BJ.
That is a clickbait headline, Mr. Miggs. I thought it was going
to
be real
candy. I was just trying to find an easy way to describe it, and it worked. Vicky was down with what I was saying.
I'm down with the fruit into M&Ms. I want it right now.
Yeah, two different types of people right there. People who pay attention to people who want M&Ms.
Yeah. Hey, what's candy mean? Candy is candy. All right. How about this? Other thing that people buy, sports and camping supplies. Oh, yeah, I could see people getting drunk. We are going to be the camp of monsters. We're going to get everything.
I think, we got most of our camping gear that way. I was like, yeah, sure, we're going to go camping eventually. And, I mean, we go once or twice a year.
Dude, I like what Steve and Ted did. Well, I should say Steve basically just hopped inside the thing. Probably Ted did all the work. But
what's that?
Renting the RV.
Oh, yeah, I just showed up.
Yeah. That's the next thing that we're going to be doing. We're going to go on a road trip, get a bunch of people, and then just take an RV and do it.
Yeah, I wonder how, you know, I feel like that's relatively inexpensive to do, and you get all the benefits of an RV without actually having to, you know, have it your whole life and, you know, make the payments and find a place to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, RV, my dad always wanted to do the RV lifestyle. He wanted to be like John Madden, just go tour the country, you know. But John Madden had a job. Bob, the old football announcer, so
that does help.
Yeah, he just hated to fly, so that's why he had his RV. But oh man, that's
somebody said they used a food dehydrator to make dill pickles and made them spicy and put them into the food dehydrator and they're delicious.
Nice. Okay, Texter, what part of that statement doesn't say anything about candy? All of it. Therefore, I don't want to hear about this device that doesn't make candy like Steve promised.
One person says, I'm having surgery on Thursday, and told my surgeon that she should tell people a side effect of surgery is impulsive Amazon purchases while high on narcotics, from Rose in Tacoma.
Oh, Rose, I hadn't thought about that. They should not let you have your phone if you've been on any sort of anesthesia at all. because you forget what you're doing. You know, you totally forget. Like when you're drunk, you kind of know what you're doing and you thought it was a good idea at the time. I mean, unless you're blackout drunk, but yeah, but anesthesia, that's nasty. You could be buying all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I've heard the term Prime-nesia because you have Amazon Prime and you'll just order whatever and then suddenly you'll just get boxes and it'll be like Christmas every day.
Dude, that happened with this one texter. My ex took Ambien, spent $1,000 on Amazon with Christmas gifts after we went Christmas shopping and didn't know until the packages started showing up.
See, Christmas.
Dear Roseanne, you see, that's what happens when you take Ambien. You buy a lot of things. You don't just turn into a racist whack job. Signed, a Miracle. So how about this? Because toys, that's what I would buy. That's on the list. People buying a lot of toys.
See, I always end up forgetting I buy all my toys, but they're probably different kinds of toys.
Oh, yeah.
But that's happened plenty.
Well, are you having them sent to your house?
Well, yeah, but they're really discreet packaging.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're really good about that.
Discreet packaging. That's when you know it's a toy.
Right.
It just looks like a regular box. There's nothing. You know, don't worry about it.
Okay, fine. How about baby stuff? People go crazy with the baby stuff.
Yeah.
I hope at least have a baby.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Why do we have these baby booties? I don't know.
I could see people getting drunk and going, you know what? We're going to have a family. Let's just get all this stuff
now. Getting it now?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you have nieces and nephews like I do, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. I'm going to buy her this. And then I spend a lot of money on onesies for a 3-year-old.
I hadn't thought about that. I bet a lot. I don't know how many guys do that, but I bet a lot of women do that. How about appliances? Whoa, people are drunk buying stoves.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Maybe smaller ones? Like you know, like the Ninjas or like a juicer or something?
See, vacuum cleaner.
Well, how about that fancy ice machine that Vicky showed us? It's like, was it cost $500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have those little crushed balls of ice.
Yes.
They're called nuggets. Crushed nugget ice.
Oh, I would buy that if I was drunk. Oh. If you had showed that to me after I had a couple of beverages, I would have thought that
I
was
know what I'm doing in Chicago.
Yeah, BJ, look at this thing.
Yeah,
oh
look
my
at
God,
this.
Have another rum and diet.
There you
cup,
go. Look
BJ.
At
I bought this for you.
Buy this from, yeah, you'll make it look like it's my account, but you'll be, I mean, just enter it in on mine and send it to your address.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
I know this how it works. I know how it all works. Video games, people drunk buy that. Well, see,
I'm nervous about that one because of that big box set for a WWE 2K19 where it has a Ric Flair Funko Pop in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like $100-something.
That's at least that way you'll get something because as opposed to you just buying the regular wrestling game where you make your character for 2 hours and then never play it again.
Which I'll do as well, though, yeah. This one.
But at least you'll have a Funko.
Ooh, that's beauty true. Supplies. Vicky, have you ever drunk bought beauty supplies?
Not really. Just because I don't know. I don't really shop online for beauty supplies. So I usually end up buying the wrong thing.
Oh, okay. As you can tell, of course, I drunk buy a lot of beauty supplies. You know, by looking at me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people, about half of them, try to return it. They go, they return something they bought. But Amazon, with their Prime, they're so good, by the time you realize, wait, I don't want this, they go, sorry, we've already put it in the box. It's on its way. And you're like, no! They're so quick at Amazon sometimes. Like, you don't have time to go, wait a minute, I don't think this is a good idea. I'm going, too late, pal.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.